This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Casey Morrell. State Senator Kurt Schaefer, who represents Boone and Cooper counties, suggests Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster could open an investigation into an alleged sexual assault in northwest Missouri. Schaefer said today that an independent review of the evidence is needed after the Nottoway County prosecutor dropped charges against teenagers accused in a sexual assault of two younger girls. Schaefer is a Republican running for Attorney General in 2016. Koster is a Democrat who plans to run for governor in 2016. Koster's office said it cannot intervene unless a local prosecutor or court asks him to do so. Schaefer cited a Missouri law allowing subpoenas for witnesses or information to be provided to the Attorney General regarding sexual offenses. That law only applies when the venue of the crime is in question. A federal lawsuit accuses the Jefferson City School District and two administrators of not doing enough to prevent a band teacher from having an affair with a student. The band teacher, Christopher Kineans, pleaded guilty in 2012 to two felony counts of sexual contact with a student. The Jefferson City News Tribune reported yesterday the lawsuit alleges that high school principal Paul Dodson and assistant principal Tammy Ridgway were warned several times that Kineans and the student were involved. It alleges the administrators did not intervene to stop the relationship. Kineans is also named in the lawsuit. The district's attorney, Chris Racker, said district officials would not comment on the lawsuit, which was filed earlier this year but amended this month. Missouri's largest utility, Ameren Missouri, is seeking an early halt to a solar rebate program that rewards consumers for using alternative energy sources. Kansas City Power and Light made a similar request in July. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Ameren Missouri is asking the Missouri Public Service Commission for permission to curtail payment of millions of dollars in solar rebates before the year's end. The company says it has received more than $35 million in solar rebate requests, creating a financial strain. Missouri voters approved a 2008 ballot measure that requires investor-owned utilities to derive a certain percentage of their electric generation from renewable resources. The law caps increases derived from that measure at 1%. The Columbia School District is renewing its yearly contract with First Student. That's the company that provides bus services for the district. Currently, there are 212 First Student buses on duty, but that number might change by 2014 if there is an increase in student enrollment. With the addition of four new elementary schools in the near future and the opening of the new Battle High School, bus routes are to be redistributed or increased. Columbia Public Schools spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says these changes are not only positive for children, but for drivers as well.
Becoming a bus driver is more attractive now because you can accrue more hours in the job than you could previously, because previously you couldn't drive more than one route.
Baumstark says the change from the two-tier system to the three-tier system has opened up opportunities for the 210 drivers currently on staff, since they now can drive multiple routes. For KBIA News, I'm Casey Morrell.